You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Deborah Rodriguez is a hairdresser. She's also a writer. Her book about the beauty school she helped set up in Kabul, Afghanistan, as part of a humanitarian mission, put her on the New York Times bestseller list. But Rodriguez was forced to flee Afghanistan. She chronicles what came next in a new memoir called Margarita Wednesdays. Her book starts just as she gets word that her life and her son's life may be in danger if they stay in Afghanistan. Rodriguez packed what she could into two suitcases and, with no money, fled the country. She told me when she finally got to the United States, her mental state was shattered.
I lost everything. I'd lost my coffee house. I've lost the beauty school. I've lost the salon. All my clothing, all my personal items, all my furniture, my home, everything gone in a flash. And I was basically like a refugee when I landed in the United States. It was horrible.
Now, you were somebody, one has only to read your books to get a sense that you're an outgoing and vivacious person, used to moving around the world in a lot of situations. So how different was it for you to find yourself both shattered and in that state of mind?
You know, it was really, it was so strange because I couldn't recognize myself in the mirror. I know that I'm strong. I know that I'm loud and I can be overpowering at times. I know all this. Gone. Everything about who I was. It's as if a body snatcher came and just took me.
I'm talking with Deborah Rodriguez. She's the author of Kabul Beauty School and a new book called Margarita Wednesdays. So, Debbie, I'm going to call you Debbie, if I may.
Yes, please.
How did you figure out that you were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, it didn't take anybody real clever to figure out that I'd been in a war zone for 5 years. I just lost everything in a flash. I mean, I knew it. I knew it, but it's hard because there's you know it, but yet you're still living and trying to live and be normal. I went to a therapist who told me I needed to commune with glowworms, and I'm thinking I've landed in, you know—
We should say, I think you were living in Sonoma County or
Napa County.
Yeah. So this was a California thing.
Yeah.
They charged you a lot of money for that
advice. And I'm thinking, are you... I had no words for that one. And then, you know, it was as if different people started coming into my path. I ran into a First Nations person, and he had been studying... for his thesis, he had done it on post-traumatic stress on the reservations, and he just looked at me, and it was just his gentleness that basically said, he told me I'd be okay and to get a cat, and you know, but it was something I was not going to be probably damaged the rest of my life, but I mean, it was tough. It really was. I could not find my way.
So how did you find your way to Mexico?
One day I heard music in the yard, and I heard laughter, and I heard a foreign language. I could close my eyes, and I could feel like that moment between sleeping and not sleeping when you know that everything feels okay. And I felt that for the first time. And it was, I went outside, I peeked out the window, it was the gardeners, the Mexican gardeners. And that was the first time I thought, I had never even thought about going to Mexico because, I mean, I traveled to Syria, Ethiopia, Pakistan. You know, going to Mexico just seemed too easy and it was totally not on my radar, right? So I never considered it. And so that was the first time.
You met a woman named Cynthia.
Cynthia, absolutely.
And I think this was just a chance encounter, right?
It was. I went and stayed at her B&B, and I had, I guess the terminology would be triggers. I had a trigger that I was shocked at where my head went in a mall. And Cynthia happened to be a trauma specialist for post-traumatic stress, and I'm staying at her B&B. It was as if an angel had landed me. I mean, it was amazing. I was pretty shocked at what had happened.
People have to read it to hear the gist of it. But it was interesting to me thinking about this book, because first you had the encounter with the man who was studying to deal with PTSD on his reservation. And then you run into this person who that's her specialty. I don't always think of planets aligning in the world, but it seemed like that was so for you.
You know what? I'm such a firm believer in that if you somehow can eliminate the noise in your own head, that your destiny is there, and there's people along the way, and that was totally what happened with me.
One thing that you hadn't planned in all of this was that you were going to pick up beauty school life.
No, absolutely. I was done. I was a reluctant hairdresser, to say the least. Actually, a lot of the loss that I had in Afghanistan, I had a hard time wanting to rekindle the art of hairdressing. And I kind of grieved every time I saw a blow dryer or anything. I just didn't want that in my life anymore. I really wanted to be done with it. I thought about selling timeshares, actually. I thought, no, I'm not doing this. And it wasn't until I had, it's a special awakening almost. Like an incident happened, and I thought, I am denying who I am and what I do, because I am a hairdresser, number one. I'll always be a hairdresser. I'm a teacher, and I am a women and girls advocate. That's who I am. And by trying to put that part of my life on pause, I would never have found the real happiness, because Tippy Toes, my little salon, and the Project Mariposa with the girls, that is my joy.
And that is actually a training project that you backed into, to say the very least. So many things have happened to you just since you moved to Mexico, let alone the whole rest of your life.
You know, I look tired.
No, not at all. I was just thinking how young you look for having some grandchildren. It's kind of amazing. But to go back to the beginning of this book, when you were this shattered person fleeing for her life with, like, you know, the two suitcases of things you liked best, how do you describe the state of mind you're in these days when you're home, when you're not on the book tour?
You know what? It is, I think that the one thing that I found really interesting is that a lot of people, they find their home, and like when they smell the baked cookies that grandma's cooking, and that reminds them of home. For me, it's perm solution or, you know, fingernail polish remover or something. When I am in a beauty shop, I think that is my home. I was raised in a salon.
Right.
So for me, when I finally figured that out, when I'm around the chaos of a beauty shop and the chatter of a beauty shop, and when I know that I am taking my craft, my skill, and giving it to a young girl who doesn't have options in life, that is home for me.
So you're happy.
You know what? I really am. Mexico has been a safe place for me to heal.
Thank you so much for coming by and sharing part of your story with
me. Thank you.
Deborah Rodriguez is a hairdresser and a best-selling memoir writer. Her latest book is Margarita Wednesdays. This is The Record.